Democracy is wonderful. Democracy is great because you can just vote yourself right out of accountability. MPs vote against Tory call for new grooming gangs inquiry. Now, I think everyone is in agreement that the government somewhat dropped the ball when it came to investigating the grooming gangs because they were allowed to continue for essentially decades unimpeded. Right, and then the police were even kept coming out and saying we were told not to investigate it because it might look racist. And we don't want to look racist. That's like the worst thing that you can be. Like, it's a complete joke. Pardon. An attempt by the Conservatives to have the government set up a national inquiry into grooming gangs has been voted down by 364 votes. I've got the hiccups now. To 111 votes, a margin of 253. The amendment was attached to the Children's Wellbeing in Schools Bill, which would have been killed had the vote passed. Earlier in the day, Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch argued the government risks fueling accusations of a cover-up by refusing an inquiry. But Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer argued that several inquiries had already been held into abuse carried out by gangs of men and a new probe that would only delay the action the victims wanted. Some of the victims are on Twitter, by the way. They wanted the probe. They wanted the probe. The amendment was largely symbolic, as the size Labour's majority meant it was never likely to pass. I know it wasn't going to pass. Labour were never going to allow it. However, it did help expose Labour for what they really are. Investigate the rape of children? No. Like, I mean, who the hell? What kind of demon does that? Labour, apparently. It would also have killed a major piece of government legislation. The Children's Wellbeing in Schools Bill includes measures aimed at protecting children and tougher rules around homeschooling, as well as changes to academies. Sir Keir said it was shocking Conservative MPs would try to block a bill aimed at helping vulnerable children by voting for the Tory amendment and accused Badenoch of weak leadership. He said reasonable people could agree or disagree on whether there should be a fresh probe and acknowledged that there were mixed views among victims and survivors. Not from what I've seen. Like most of the survivors of the grooming gangs want justice. They want some proper justice. Some of the guys involved in it are already out of prison. Some others are going to be released quite soon. Like, it was a joke. It was a complete bloody joke. Chris Philp, the Conservative Shadow Home Secretary, condemned Labour's vote against the amendment as morally wrong. Asked why the Conservatives had brought the amendment, given its limited chances of success, Philp said, "When you're in opposition, you need to use every parliamentary device available to try and bring issues to the fore. We must have this inquiry, and we will do everything we can to keep the victims at the front of this debate and try to get the government to do the right thing." Get the government to do the right thing. I don't know how you kept a straight face when you said that. It's not too late. Keir Starmer could still announce an inquiry, and I really hope we can pressure him, persuade him to change his mind and do the right thing for victims. During Prime Minister's questions, Sir Keir said he would call out anyone who prevented victims of sexual abuse from coming forward. However, he accused Badenoch of only recently taking an interest in the subject and said she had failed to take action when she was in government. I can't recall her once raising the issue in the House. A very good point. I'll completely give Keir that. That's a very good point. Conservatives, why didn't you do that when you were in power? Very, very, very good point. I can't recall her once raising the issue in the House, once calling for a national inquiry, he said. Making her argument for a fresh inquiry during her debate with Sir Keir, Badenoch said, "No one joined the dots, no one has the total picture." She noted that the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, which lasted for 7 years and concluded in 2022, had not had a specific focus on grooming gangs. She said a new inquiry could explore if there was a racial and cultural motivation to some of these crimes. There was. Like, the guys who actually perpetrated it themselves came out and called them like white meat, basically because these are white British girls who aren't Muslim. They're seen as lesser, they're seen as easily more abused. It's seen as, you know, there's a justification for doing it to them. They're little whores. Look at the way they dress. They deserved it. And then they even came out and says, "Oh, we couldn't do it in our own community though, because our community is very tight-knit and there would be consequences for us if we did that." I love how there would be consequences for us if we did it in our own community, but apparently outside the community, they believe there wouldn't be consequences. What is it that gave them that impression? I wonder. A local Rotherham inquiry uncovered the sexual abuse of 1,400 children over 16 years, mainly by British Pakistani men. In Telford, up to 1,000 girls faced abuse over 40 years, with some cases overlooked due to nervousness about race, and as most suspects were men of South Asian heritage, because the police didn't want to go and investigate this stuff because they were worried about appearing racist. I don't want to look racist. Ah, well then, fuck them kids. Fuck them. Yeah, let's just let them... Let's let some poor little 13-year-old get raped by a bunch of men in their 40s. Yeah, well, whatever. Because your image is what matters more, isn't that right? You fucking scumbag. Badenoch accused the PM of not wanting questions asked of Labour politicians who may be complicit in previous cases, because I will provide no comment on that. However, there were some Labour MPs who were deeply connected, it appears, allegedly, it seems, perhaps, perchance, with the grooming gangs. Allegedly. The current row over the subject was triggered after GB News reported that the government had refused Oldham Council's request for a government-led inquiry into historical child sexual exploitation. Elon Musk, the tech billionaire and advisor to President-elect Donald Trump, has made numerous incendiary interventions on the subject, including accusing Sir Keir of being complicit in the rape of Britain. Following Prime Minister's questions, Musk posted a message on social media urging MPs to back an inquiry, adding, hundreds of thousands of little girls in Britain who were and still are being systematically, horrifically gang raped deserve some justice in this world. And they absolutely do. How could you not agree with that statement? Safeguarding Minister Jess Phillips, demon, who turned down the request, has argued that in her experience, locally led inquiries, such as the one held in Telford, were more effective at implementing change. Accidentally libertarian. Yeah, when the local community do things themselves, they tend to do things a lot better than relying on some government that's a few hundred miles away that doesn't really care. Yeah, you're right. That's one thing I do agree with you on. However, speaking to Sky News, she said, nothing is off the table, adding, if the victims come forward to me in this victims panel and they say, actually, we think there needs to be a national inquiry into this, I'll listen to them. Well, listen to them, Jess. They're on Twitter. They're on Twitter saying exactly that. You absolute ghoul. A Downing Street spokesman said that significant engagement with victims groups had shown that they do not want to see a national inquiry. They want action taken to deliver justice, and you get that by doing an inquiry. That's what police do. Like, see, whenever police are investigating a crime, they are inquiring to try and find evidence. That's what an inquiry is. But that the Prime Minister always remained open-minded. The Liberal Democrats abstained from voting on the amendment. Of course they fucking did. They're so useless. Why are they still a party? Why are the Lib Dems still around? They don't do anything. The party's education spokesperson, Muneera Wilson, said it would kill crucial child protection measures and accused the Conservatives of using the victims of this scandal as a political football. Fucking Labour accusing anyone of that. All five Reform UK MPs backed the amendment, because of course they did, after spending the week demanding a national inquiry. Despite the support, Nigel Farage, leader of Reform UK, labelled Conservatives' interest in the grooming gangs insincere. To be fair, yeah, they were in power for a very long time. They had all the opportunities to do it themselves, and they just didn't. They just didn't, so. He added that if the government would not call an inquiry, Reform would raise money to appoint independent arbiters to examine the subject, which I would be in full support of and I hope happens. But yeah, Jess Phillips also laughed in Parliament as it got voted down. That's another thing that happened as well. But yeah, there should be an inquiry. If children were being raped on a mass scale by Asian men, the overwhelming majority of whom were illegal immigrants to the country, I think that's worth a look. I think that's worth a little look. I think it's worth looking into that and properly making sure that we got absolutely everyone involved and that every single one of them should be deported. Every single one of them. Anyone that was involved in this, anyone who had covered it up, all of them, even people that were born here, even white people that were born here that were involved in it, should be deported, right? This entire thing's a joke. Why would you not want to look into this? Well, I mean, I think we all know why, but no comment.